Good morning, 7:42 here on the Mighty 690. It is the first Thursday of the month at 7:40, so that means we have Lois Hendricks with us. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Yeah, doing well. So how are things over at the library? I saw we were just talking about your dressing up for Halloween. Oh, it's a great pictures.
Yes, we had a lot of fun doing that. We're doing great. At the library, Coffeyville Public Library, we are honoring our veterans with a special display of books and movies to check out. We are so grateful for their service every day. Activities planned for November. Tuesday, November the 8th, there's going to be a kid craft at 4. Wednesday, November the 9th, will be a story time at 10 o'clock. Tuesday, November 15th, there'll be a movie, Paws of Fury, at 4 o'clock. Wednesday, November 16th, story time at 10. Thursday, November 17th, a young adult craft at 4. Tuesday, November 22nd, the movie Free Birds at 4 o'clock. Wednesday, November 23rd, which is my birthday, there'll be no story time. We're closing early that day is why.
For your birthday.
You're right. Actually, I get the whole day off. Yeah. And Wednesday, November the 30th, will be a story time at 10 o'clock. The library will close early for Thanksgiving, Wednesday, November 23rd at 1 p.m., Thursday, November 24th, and Friday, November 25th. We will be closed, but we will open back up on Saturday, November 26th. The board has decided not to have the large three-day book sale this fall. We do, however, continue to keep the lobby stocked with books for sale at a very good price all year long. Our patron of the month is Sandra Hughes. She is one of our friendliest patrons, who is also a published author. Her book, The Magna Roth Chronicles, Book 1, Tess and Dragon Jacks, a science fiction time travel book. We have it available to check out at our library. And today's book review is The Comfort Book in Large Print by Matt Haig. It's a collection of notes, lists, and stories written over the space of several years that originally served as a gentle reminder to Haig's future self. I'd like to read a couple for you. Your most treasured possession. The present is known. The future is unknown. The present is solid. The future is abstract. Ruining the present by worrying about the future is like burning your most treasured possession simply because you might one day lose another possessions that you don't own yet. So live in the present moment. There's one more. Each page just has small little notes. This I love. It's titled Stuff. You don't always have to do stuff. Or achieve stuff. You don't have to spend your free time productively. You don't have to be doing Tai Chi or do-it-yourself and bread making. Sometimes you can just be and feel things and get through and eat chips and survive. And that is more than enough. I like that.
I like that too. That's great.
Okay. Arshel Silverstein moment is another Runny Babbitt poem called Samily Foop or Family Soup. One day, Rama Babbitt said, how about some sicken choop? Runny said, that gook's like loop. I'd rather have some zoodle noop. So Baby Rabbit screamed, oop, oop. I think I meant to say poop, poop. Anyway, I want a bowl of Luke Fruit Soup. Pa said, I want Seggy Voop. Grandpa cried, Sotato Poop. Mama sighed, oh, flippity flop. This picky family's pot me gooped.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, this is short and sweet today. That's it. And for today, and slow down, enjoy life, and as always, be kind to each other.
All right. Well, Lois, I really appreciate you coming in and sharing all that information. And I'm enjoying my library book right now. I've got the Tightwad Gazette right here, so maybe we'll be reading that from that a little bit today.
Very good.
Tips for saving money. So head on over to the library if you haven't already, because just browse the shelves. There's just so much knowledge there.
All right. See you next time.
Thank you so much. And we will come back here in just a few moments on the Mighty 690. A reminder that we have Coffeeville's Reawakening coming in at 8:40, and then we'll chat with Coffeeville Friends of Animals at 10:10 here on KGGF.